I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andy. It is backstage before the show, and it's Sunday night, which means the Atlanta Housewives are on. The show's been trending on Twitter all night. We've got Sheree, Sheba Sheree herself is here with Atlanta superfan Bob Harper. Now, Bob, I ran into earlier in the week, and he said that he hadn't seen Atlanta this season, and I gave him hell. And I said, what are you talking about? You love Atlanta. He goes, I know, I just haven't seen it. I go, well, you need to catch up. So he watched the entire season today, and he's ready to go and all amped up and fired up. So it should be a great show. Enjoy.
I love him down to his last tattoo, and I love it when she says, it's Watch What Happens Live with Sheree Whitfield and Bob Harper now. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse with two people who could probably bench press me. While my first guest likes elegance and sophistication, tonight she was stuck in a room full of elephants and confrontation. From the Real Housewives of Atlanta, it's Sheree Whitfield. Hi, Sheree. And my next guest is a health and fitness expert who, after a near-fatal heart attack, is back in superhuman shape, authoring the new book, The Super Carb Diet, Shed Pounds, Build Strength, Eat Real Food. Please welcome Art Bell and Atlanta fanatic Bob Harper. I got stuck on the roof. Great to see you.
It's so good to see you. And I'm sitting by Sheree.
I know.
I love me some Sheree.
Me too.
I love it.
Happy belated birthday, Sheree.
Thank you.
You know it was just your birthday. And tonight, Atlanta's not the only place with elephants in the room, because behind our bar, working for literal peanuts, it's the gay elephant in the room.
Oh my God, there's a gay elephant?
I can't believe it. That elephant is so gay. We have so much to discuss. Bob's an Atlanta super fan, and he hadn't seen this season yet. Today he watched the entire season.
I watched the whole season.
Oh my gosh.
I was in a full-on Real Housewives of Atlanta coma all day today.
We have a lot to talk about. During her lunch with Sheree, Kim was spilling tea today, and Sheree was loving it. Take a look.
Sheree, like, it's time that you get some good
I also know a lot about, you know, candy. But I'm just saying the threesome part.
Don't tell me she offered to lick your box.
She just...
Oh, this is getting juicy.
I never got the memo.
What memo was that?
I will not be coming.
Bitch, it's not that serious. It bothered you that I saw you park in handicap? It's a Rent-A-Royce. It ain't even a real... Joyce. That bitch is... Brielle went to the bathroom at Nene's house, and I guess there was a bunch of cockroaches.
I bet.
Cheers, bitch.
There you go.
Real friendship.
Real friends.
All right, time for our first poll of the night. Go to WWHL.TV. Whose side are you on, Nene or Kim? Well, it's really the age-old question. Whose side are you on in this?
Oh, I'm on Nene. I'm on Nene's side, yeah.
You are. You were very disappointed in Kim's behavior tonight.
Kim makes me really, really nervous. She's so aggressive.
Uh-huh.
She was just coming out, like, you know, with guns just blazing the whole time.
Looks like the viewers are going with Nene on this one. By the way, I know someone who did not find Kim funny tonight. Candy was tweeting up a storm. She was very upset about the allegation that Kim made.
Well, Miss Cleo didn't think she was too funny either.
Yes, no, Miss Cleo did not either.
Miss Cleo didn't think anybody was funny.
So Candy and Kim are going at it on Twitter. Check that out if you're interested. Yes, big time. Sheree, you have proven this season that you look amazing as both a blonde and a brunette. Bob, which do you prefer, blonde?
I like that atomic blonde look that Sheree was giving me. So it's like, I love that.
What did you think of Kim's Pepto-Bismol pink dress tonight at the...
When they made that Pepto-Bismol joke, I was like, that was one of my favorite ones of the night. I did not like that look.
Sheree, in what will be the most unpleasant moment in this next half hour, I want to show you what Nene had to say about you on this show last week. Did you see it?
No. Well, no, I think I did. I think somebody said it.
She went in a little bit. Let's take a look.
See it.
I want your reaction.
I don't care about Sheree bringing up a mugshot. A mugshot does not equal 10 years in prison for doing a Ponzi scheme. And by the way, Sheree could be worried about her own mugshot. Her son got a mugshot, and her man got a mugshot. So please don't call out no mugshots now. Let's be for real. She had hers expunged. She was stealing out the store, remember?
Now, let's be clear.
Okay.
If I do have a mugshot, I was a kid, I was a child, a teenager, a rebellious teen, that I have not been that in almost 40 years.
Yeah.
I wasn't a grown woman with a mugshot, with several mugshots like her.
Okay.
And we're not even going to talk about the kids. I apologize about, you know, talking about her son.
Right,
and I thought the kids were off limits. I thought she accepted my apology because I don't have to talk about her kid. It's all over the internet. The internet speaks for itself. However, my kids are doing great.
But that look on Andy's face, I mean, on that shot was so good.
I was nervous. I know you have questions for Sheree and Bob, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, tonight on Atlanta, Sheree's son Cairo popped home from college for some mother-son bonding time. Sheree was not quite ready for a conversation about the jailbirds and the bees. Take a look.
Cairo, what you got here? You coming over to cook for your mama?
Yeah.
How's the dating life, Cairo?
Should I ask you the same question? I don't want to know no more.
You don't want to know no more?
My kids have never seen me with any other man except for their dad. So I don't know how they would feel about me dating someone that's incarcerated right now.
So how do they feel about that?
We haven't had an in-depth conversation with Cairo, but
they know now.
I have not had an in-depth conversation with them, but I've talked to, you know, my oldest daughter, Tiara. Callie, you know, they know, but it's not been an in-depth conversation. They'll meet him, you know, once he's home, but...
Okay. You have beautiful kids, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, she does.
Beautiful kids.
Here's what. While Sheree found it difficult to bring up Tyrone, some of the other women have found it super easy. Roll it.
You love someone that you are sexually attracted to.
Right.
But you're not having sex with them. Are they incarcerated?
Yes, Nene knows Tyrone.
Tyrone!
You love Tyrone!
Is that Sheree man in there? Sheree's taste in men is confusing, but if she has found love in a prison bay, I am all the way here for her. He's a con artist. He went being arrested for conning a company out of like $4 million.
I hope he don't con her out of Chateau Sheree.
Well, it's not her name, so she can't do that.
Media can just eat elephant shit.
Reaction to the women talking about Tyrone?
I don't really have one. I think that they, you know, I think that some of them have good intentions. They're trying to just look out for me. But I think some of them are just being shady.
This is still happening, right?
That they're still talking about?
No, that's they're talking about him. But you're still with him, obviously.
Yes.
Yes.
I am.
Okay, and
I keep hearing that Erykah Badu song in my head the whole time. Oh. Every time they talk about Tyrone, I'm like,
I know.
You better call Tyrone.
Second, at Nene's behest, the women all gathered for an energy reading, but there were so many elephants in that damn elephant room. I'm surprised the women didn't get trampled in a stampede. Here's what, we thought it was nothing short of a horror film. Enjoy the elephant in the doom.
There's lots of elephants that need to be discussed. So, welcome to the elephant room.
My name is Mbele. I am a media.
Someone in? Oh, Lord. Miss Cleo.
Kenya.
You're not going to be here much longer.
I don't have anything so I need to talk to you about. Why would I have an issue with Tyrone? I'm very confused.
Yeah, you got mugshots, too.
The other elephant of the room, Kim being rude.
I need you to not talk unless you know. Just be gorgeous. Just be a pretty face. I don't believe in shit like this.
Dixie Cup is going to help us out here, I guess.
This stupid shit. Who the f*** are you? I am from a higher power. End of story.
I don't feel like we resolved anything.
I don't feel like they resolved anything either. You were saying, the comment that Kim said that really bugged you was...
That just be a pretty face. It's like, don't say that to anyone. I mean, that's just like you're trying to call me dumb right now by saying that. Just be a pretty face.
Finally, since Bob is a fitness guru who charges the big bucks for training, I'd be a fool not to take advantage of his workout know-how for basically the cost of his glass of wine right there. So here's what. It's time for Andy's Gym Shortcuts. Bob, I have a quick fix attitude and some fitness questions. Please give me the easiest solutions.
Okay.
If I'm going to drink, what's the leanest alcohol I should choose?
Tequila or vodka.
Okay. What is the bare minimum number of sit-ups I would have to do each day and to still get great abs?
100.
100 a day.
100.
Least amount of cardio I would have to do a week and still maybe be able to keep tight.
Least amount of cardio. It depends on how much you eat. But to be safe, I'm going to say 3 miles.
3 miles
of cardio. Miles of running.
A week.
Not a bike. No, a day.
A day?
Yeah. 3 miles a day. Four to five times a week.
Is it a bad idea to sleep with your trainer?
Do you get a discount?
Do I get a discount?
Is he going to give you a discount?
Yoga, yay or nay?
Oh, 100% yay.
Yes. Easiest thing I could do outside of the gym to help me stay fit?
Easy. I guess you could, chase boys in the village. I mean, I don't know.
Well, that's, you know. All right. Thank you very much, Bob Harper. I appreciate it. Sheree, Al Buck Watt said, if you marry Tyrone, will you get a prenup? Are you worried that he will get Chateau Sheree?
No, I'm not worried about that.
No.
No.
But a prenup is always smart, right?
Yeah, I think some prenups are great. Absolutely.
Are you talking marriage with him?
I like a prenup.
Maybe.
Sheba Sheree.
Maybe.
Wow, that is mage. Bob, Lucinda Mack said, does Bob have a gold tooth?
I have a gold tooth.
You have two gold teeth.
I have two gold teeth.
I don't care for them.
I know you don't. You told me that. You have told me that you don't like them.
Yes. I like you.
I know, I like you too.
Okay.
I like your suit. I think you look really handsome tonight.
Thank you.
Yes.
Patrick A. texted, do you both believe that Kim is from a higher plane and can communicate with spirits? That's what she said today.
She did. She told that to Miss Cleo.
Sheree, you know Kim best. Is she on a higher plane?
I don't know her to be on a higher plane.
Okay. Okay. Let's go to Tanya from New Jersey. Hey, Tanya, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Sheree. How are you? Happy belated birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
I have a question, Sheree. My question to you is, how long did it take you to fall in love with Tyrone?
Wait, say it again.
How long did it take you to fall in love with Tyrone?
Thank you. Okay,
Sheree. I don't know if I timed it. I would say it took a while. Like, he had to really work. I'm not difficult. However, I'm not easy.
Yes.
So he worked, and it took a while.
That. Do you have conjugal visits?
No, we don't, because we're not married. You have to be married to have those.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's go to Erica from California. Hey, Erica, what's your question?
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, Andy. My question is for Bob.
Okay.
I'm a mom with two young girls, and I suffer with chronic illness and severe chronic pain. Could you give me any advice on low-impact workouts or anything that might help me?
Well, I'll tell you what I did when I was recovering from my heart attack. I focused on walking so much. Don't ever underestimate just how powerful that can be. It's good for your body, and it was really good for my mind, too.
Wow. Very good. Nicole Lynn wants to know, Bob, what's your opinion on going vegan? Do you think Portia will last as a baby vegan?
When she was talking about being a baby vegan, I was just laughing so hard. She was like, I don't want to eat ugly food, which I laughed so hard when she called it ugly food. I think that it's a real challenging path to be on. So I would tell you to just be very, very slow and patient with attacking a vegan lifestyle.
Let's go to Lisa from Michigan. Hi, Lisa. What's your question?
Hi, Andy.
Hi.
Okay, my question is for Sheree.
Okay.
Okay, Sheree, I wanted to know, do you think Nene is starting to feel irrelevant? That's why she's so bitter?
You said it, girl, not me.
okay.
I don't think Nene's irrelevant. Do you?
I think she's pretty funny.
I think she's pretty funny.
I think she used to be pretty funny.
Oh. You know, I'm not getting a handle on your relationship with Nene this season, to tell you the truth. I keep asking, what is it? Because she greeted you warmly when you walked into the elephant room, but she didn't want to come to that lunch.
I don't get
a sense on it.
I'm very confused. I thought we were doing okay. I thought we were getting along. And then when I invite them to dinner, she doesn't show up. And she's like, well, it's elephants in the room with you. But when I go to the elephant room,
she doesn't want to tell me
what the elephants are.
Right. All right. Okay.
That memo comment I thought was like, that was shade. That was
shade. Hard
shade.
We sat there for 2 hours.
I mean, he's like, did you not get the memo? I mean, that
what was the memo?
That was shade.
And who did she send it to?
Okay, let's... I think it's game time, you guys. Sheree may fancy herself an exercise expert, but would she bet Bob's body on it? We're going to find out as we play Sweat by Sheree. Sheree, I'm going to ask you some fitness-related trivia questions. For every wrong answer, Bob has to drop and do 5 push-ups.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Okay.
Ooh, I like that picture. There.
Sheree. Sheree, where's the rotator cuff located? The knee, the shoulder, or the hip?
Shoulder.
Yes, you're correct.
That's right. Good job, Sheree.
Okay. Sheree, what is the difference between a pistol squat and a regular squat?
A pistol squat? I don't think I've ever heard of a pistol squat.
One-legged.
Oh, is that a one-legged? Okay, so it's a one-legged squat.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, good.
Okay, Sheree, where are your quadriceps located? Shut your mouth.
In your leg.
Where on your leg?
Your quads.
Yeah, where are your quads?
The front.
Yeah, in the front. Okay, very good. The front of your thigh.
I'm like, give me a pat. Okay. Sheree,
which has more sugar, a cup of blueberries or a cup of strawberries?
Strawberries.
Blueberries down.
Sorry.
Okay, 5.
Okay, very good.
Should I just stay here?
Yeah, stay here.
I'm getting the rest of my
Sheree,
that was hard. That was a hard question.
True or false, you burn calories while you're sleeping?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I guess it depends on what you've done right before, yeah.
You do. Yes, you do. What are the 3 activities involved in a triathlon?
Swimming.
Yep.
Running.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And a bike.
Yes! Sheree up in here, y'all! Sheree, a series of low to high intensity workouts interspersed with periods of rest or relief describes what kind of training? High intensity workouts interspersed with rest or relief.
That is, oh my gosh.
It is interval training.
It.
Down you go, Bob.
No, no, I know it. You're telling me the time limit.
There's a time limit. We're on live TV. Thanks for playing Schlep, I swear. Don't forget, Bob's book is called The Super Carb Diet. It's all about good carbs and bad carbs and the way to eat now, and it's really good. He told me all about it. And he'll tell you about it, too, if you read the book. Over at the bar, it's the gay elephant in the room. I'm told that NeNe tweeted, she's watching the show, and she tweeted, put it up, because I haven't seen it.
Uh-oh.
I'm bored.
I've been saying the same thing the entire season, watching her. I've been saying the exact same thing. The exact same thing, watching her all season. What's the storyline?
That's what is the storyline that you guys did with her tonight was...
That was funny.
That was genius. I loved it.
So, Sheree, when does Tyrone get out? I can't remember if I asked you this already.
You didn't ask me.
When does he get out?
I don't know. He's fighting it every day, so...
So, I mean...
Hopefully soon.
When is he supposed to get out?
Well, he's fighting it, so it wouldn't be when he's supposed to be out.
When
he's
is he
out?
But when is
he's
he supposed to?
I don't have the date.
Okay. Well, is it like a year, 5 years?
No, I think he had 4 more years.
Ooh.
He has 4 more years. Okay. Yeah, but he's fighting it.
All right. Bob, any validity to the new apple cider vinegar weight loss trend, or is it all a hoax? Greg Z wants to know.
Apple cider vinegar?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like all those little tricks. I mean, they'll definitely have some sort of benefit to get weight off you initially, but it's all going to come back on.
Right.
It'll come back on once you go back to eating regular
right,
food.
Right. Okay, it is time for my mazel of the day. This one is a sad one. It goes to Bobby Zarin, our old friend, the OG husband of the New York Housewives, who passed away after a long battle with cancer yesterday at the age of 71. You know, as crazy as things sometimes got during his wife's time on The Real Housewives of New York, Bobby Zarin always kept his cool. I so admired him for that and his kindness. And, you know, every time you saw him with Jill, it was absolutely clear how much he totally adored her. He just lit up around her. So here is a toast to a good man, to Bobby. Our jackal goes to the message sent to everyone in Hawaii yesterday, warning that a ballistic missile threat was inbound, sending everyone into a panic, including my queen, Miss Diana Ross, who happened to be there on vacation. Let me tell you, fictional missile, if you think you're going to catch Diana Ross without some sort of an escape plan, you are sorely mistaken. This is how she leaves. This is how she leaves. Yeah, a missile's coming. I'm out. I'm Diana Ross. Let's see if Justin Timberlake can top that at the Super Bowl. I want to thank Sheree, Bob, and the gay elephant for being here. Okay, the conversation continues with Sheree and Bob Harper. Bob's book is called The Super Carb Diet. It's available now, and it is fascinating, by the way. And our gay elephant is behind the bar. So let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name, and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. This is Kelly from Camas, Washington. And first of all, thank you so much for helping me ring in the new year this year.
Oh, thank you for watching. We were freezing our asses off.
Hey, it was the first year I actually made it, stayed up past midnight. So thank you.
Thank you. That makes me feel good.
Well, my question is for Bob. Bob, the other day on Sirius Radio Andy, Andy propositioned you about becoming a thruple with your current man. Have you given any more thought to the or consideration to the idea?
Yes, I proposed that Bob open up his relationship and for me to join as a thruple. And have you given it any more thought?
I figured that when I talked to my boyfriend about this, he said that I was enough for him.
Yes.
Because I'm kind of I'm a lot.
Yes.
I'm a lot. I think we can all, I mean, yes. You're a lot. You seem to be a lot, and I'm a lot in a good way.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. To be fair, Bob shut it down at the moment I propositioned it as well. He was like, no, that's not going to work. I kept it going, and actually, yeah. So anyway, let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name, and from where are you calling?
My name is Teresa, and I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hey there, what's your question?
My question is for Sheree. First of all, I want to say that she is far more the prettiest one on Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Sheree!
Absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
She keeps it 100 at all times, unlike the others. Do you think that... you're welcome. Do you think that Kim and NeNe will reconcile, or do you think they'll continue to fake it?
I hope that they... I don't think they'll ever be back to where they were before. I mean, the kind of good place where they were before.
Yeah,
it's been rocky.
All signs point to that.
Yeah, it points to no.
Yeah,
I mean, the two of them, it's too far gone now.
Yeah. Any other comments from you watching this season? I mean, you watched the entire thing today.
Yeah, I watched the entire thing today, and I'm real interested. I don't know what it is about Portia. Like, I'm real interested in everything that she says. And, like, that whole scene with her sister, like, really broke my heart. Like, her sister, like, you know, she's in this position where Portia is really kind of running the joint. And she's thinking, well, are you going to leave me off to the side?
Right.
And, like, that kind of, like, broke my heart.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
This is Chris out of Stillwater, Minnesota. Much love to you, Andy. Sheree, your hair looks great. My question is for Bob.
Oh, thanks.
Bob, you look great, too.
Thank you.
Are you still in touch with Jillian? And if so, what's your relationship now?
I've not talked to Jillian in years.
No. And then she had something shady to say about you after your heart attack.
Yeah.
Which was real nasty.
Yeah, I've not talked to her in a long time.
Yeah. Sheree, who do you think will reconcile first, NeNe and Kim or Jillian and Bob?
Probably Jillian and Bob.
I don't think so.
I'm betting on NeNe on that one.
I don't think so.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Renee T. from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Hey, Renee, what's up in Milwaukee tonight?
Oh, it's cold.
It is.
It's cold here, too. Yeah.
It's cold here, too.
Yeah, it's snowy.
What's your question?
I wanted to ask Sheree, why does she think Kim Zolciak is coming for Kenya so hard this season?
I don't know. I think that Kim, you know, she has her opinions on certain things, and she's the type of person that's going to voice them. You know, and I think honestly, she's saying a lot of stuff that people have been saying behind Kenya's back anyway. I mean, they want to know about her husband, they want to know if he exists. Right. So,
seems like Kim and Kenya, from the moment they met, just didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, at that whole girls and gays party, Kim just kept pushing and pushing and pushing until she got a reaction. And then all of a sudden, she got a reaction that nobody was expecting.
Right. Last call of the night, caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Andy Cohen, my name is Amante, and I'm calling from Lima, Ohio.
How's it going, buddy?
I'm going good. It's going good. My question is for Bob and Sheree.
Okay.
Okay, Bob, when is The Biggest Loser coming out of hiatus? And Sheree, hi, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
There's no talk of Loser coming back for the 18th season.
Really?
Yeah, there's no talk about it.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Let's get some talk going.
Okay.
Do you want it to come back?
You know, I was on there for 17 seasons.
You're so rich. It's fine.
It was good.
The last
you're good.
Thing.
It was good. You're we good. Had fun.
Yeah, you're
we had
fine.
A good time.
Yeah.
17 good seasons.
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow. 17
long
seasons.
17.
Wow. That's network money.
That's been 17 good seasons. It's been 17 good seasons.
Bob's book is called Shed Pounds, Build Strength, Eat Real Food, The Supercarb Diet. And Sheree Whitfield stars on The Real Housewives of Atlanta Sundays at 8 on Bravo. The Gay Elephant, we will see you at the Cubbyhole, Gay Elephant. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night. Once upon a beat.
Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.